USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near-unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. Several members of the panel argued that Pfizer's data on the booster was incomplete. In a separate vote, the panel did unanimously approve recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. And France has recalled its ambassador to the United States for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia had formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn said that they have been in contact with the French government, looking for ways to resolve their differences. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
The Pentagon has admitted that an August 29th drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The last location of one of the country's retail giants is closing up shop. Chris Barnes explains.
For the better part of a century, it was arguably America's most well-known retail chain and one of the most respected, as it also offered private label brands of everything from car batteries, as in Die Hard, to home appliances from Kenmore and Craftsman Tools. And as any mom in the 60s and 70s with a chubby son could tell you, it seemed to be the only place you could get Husky pants that fit them. And if you want to go way back, people would buy houses made out of kits sold by Sears, again, under their private brand.
We are the store of the future.
The store of the future, as in 2 months of the future, as the store, and there is only one, it's the last Sears store surviving this long. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's going to be closing on the 14th of November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And real estate heir Robert Durst was found guilty Friday in the 2000 murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury found the 78-year-old guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Durst was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read. He's isolating after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.